Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Welcome back, top of the hour here on Fantasy Sports Today, 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 Central. Thanks for being part of our show today. Thanks for watching for sure. Craig and Davis back with you here until 2 o'clock Eastern. Plenty to get to here on the second hour of the show. We're going to bring in Brett, our producer. He's got another DFS lineup. I got to actually find out if Brett's making money doing this year on FanDuel. Probably it's time to start asking questions about that. We'll do that with Brett next. Davis, of course, over at Daily Roto, people can get all of your projections each and every night for the NBA as well, correct?
Yeah, and not only that, but it's all free right now on Daily Roto. So if you've been thinking about testing out the waters for NBA, it's all free, dailyroto.com. I believe you have to have an account, so you have to sign up with an email. But the NBA projections, they're free. The optimizer is free, so if you want to make tournament lineups, you can do that in there. It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, free is good. All you got to put your email and information in there to get it for free. And this show is free too. So are the headlines. Here's what we got here on this Thursday, October 28th, 2021. Packers Cardinals tonight. I think I'll watch this game. This looks like a good one. Thursday night football, Arizona -6.5. Knicks Bulls headlines tonight, 6-game NBA slate. I want to circle back to the Bulls, Davis, here in just a second because they're off to a great start. Troy at top 25 ranked Coastal Carolina. Coastal Carolina, of course, with that great year last year, another decent season this year for them for sure, -17.5, although Troy has been formidable at times. And Nelson Cruz wins Major League Baseball's Roberto Clemente Award, very prestigious award, very similar to the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award over in the NFL. All right, let's dive back into the NBA. Now, Davis, the Chicago Bulls, we've been waiting a long time, right, for them to be good again. They had a nice little 2 or 3 year run where it appeared that they could be potential contenders. I think they did get 1 year with Derrick Rose. I think they got to the finals or whatever, but it's been a while. They're off to a really good start. So here's a question. How is it happening and can it continue?
Well, it's happening because they are just running people out of the building on offense. They are number one in the NBA in three-pointers made, despite being 30th in three-pointers attempted. So, hate to tell you this, Bulls fans, that is going to regress a little bit. But basically, they've just been phenomenal on offense. Lonzo Ball has been really good, effective field goal percentage of 60%, 14 points a game. DeMar has been really good, 22 points a game. Zach LaVine, 25 points a game. And oh, by the way, Nikola Vucevic, an all-star center, kicking in there as well. Their big issue is just going to be on defense. They can't guard anyone. I mean, right, their closing lineup is Lonzo Ball, who is a good defender, DeMar DeRozan, who is not a good defender, basically playing power forward. That's not great. LaVine, one of the worst defenders in the NBA. You don't love to see that. Nikola Vucevic, not a particularly great defender either. And then, so then they have the question of, all right, well, who is going to be the fifth guy in closing time? They want it to be Patrick Williams, their first round pick from last year. The problem is Patrick Williams he's just really not a good offensive player. And he kind of crams the spacing up. And when you're playing Vucevic and DeMar DeRozan together, your spacing is not going to be great to begin with. Lonzo is also not a great three-point shooter. So what they've been doing is they've been playing Alex Caruso as the closer. Mm-hmm. That's a really small lineup, right? Lonzo Ball, Alex Caruso, Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, Nikola Vucevic. That is a really small lineup. You're going to have a horrible time defending there. You're going to have a horrible time rebounding there. So they're giving up lots of offensive rebounds. But the offense is really good, right? And that's not going to change. They are going to be able to score 115 on most teams most nights. And if you can't run with them, if you can't score with them, even with the bad defense, you are going to be in trouble. But they're really hoping Patrick Williams is able to figure it out on offense so they can play with him in the closing lineup.
I mean, a year ago at this time, wasn't Coby White the hot name there? Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, he is. He is. He's injured right now, though. So they would be hoping to get him back, but he is right now. He is he has a shoulder injury. He's expected to return in November. But you are right. He would ideally be the guard playing next to Lonzo. But you still don't really solve the problem of you're playing four shooting guards and Nikola Vucevic at closing time.
Gotcha. And favorite game of the NBA on the slate for you tonight?
I'm not sure. There's not one that stands out as like a marquee game. So I will graciously take a pass there.
All right. Sorry to throw that at you there. All right. Coming up next, time for us to check in with our producer, Brett Levy. He's ready to help you out tonight and set some lineups in DFS. We'll also hear from Jason Kidd, the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. So stay on the grid for that, no doubt. We've got Fantasy or Reality coming up, and of course the Sports Grid 60. Part of our discussion a little bit later in the show, and this may be the final time. I know no one is tired of hearing these trade rumors with the Houston Texans and Miami Dolphins about Deshaun Watson and Tua maybe going back and forth. Everyone loves this stuff. I mean, it just keeps going on and on and on. So we're going to do it once more today. But I assure you that if this deal does not happen by the trade deadline early next week, we are done doing this. No more. It's not happening. We have wasted far too
much. At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Much time on a rumor that has never been substantiated to any point except for a rumor. Now, it may happen, and if it does, we'll have a lot to talk about next week. But as of now, this is it. We'll hear from Tua coming up a little bit later in the show. He spoke to the media yesterday, and we'll play that back for you. So stay on the grid. Our NBA preview tonight in Daily Fantasy on FanDuel. Break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time to take a look over on FanDuel at the slate in the NBA tonight. We will give you our best selections here, courtesy of Brett Levy, our producer, who's going to be playing the slate tonight. So will Davis Maddox. So the two guys will weigh in on the decisions, and I'll just basically be the assist guy and get the ball to them for them to hit a three or dunk it. And that is the subject of what Jason Kidd was asked, the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. Of course, he's had his first opportunity now to coach Luka Doncic, who came off another really good game a couple of nights ago. And Kidd, no stranger to getting a lot of assists over the course of his career, and was asked about how a player is in the zone, not scoring, but distributing, and how Luka can be part of that.
When you look at Luka as a quarterback, you know, it's one of those NFL-type quarterbacks, you know, when you can opening drive, you go 7 for 7, right? You know you're in the zone, and you end up for that game, you know, 20 for 21 or 20 for 24. It's just, it's very rare. I think that's a great question, because we always talk about the shooting, you know, zone, or that feeling where you can't miss. As a passer, I think it's a rare thing to be in a zone, because you need a partner, you need a teammate to be able, teammates to be able to make those shots.
I would say, guys, Jason Kidd's a very likable interview. I've watched a lot of his interviews over the last couple of weeks. Seems to be really good with the media, for sure. Brett, I know you're familiar with Jason Kidd. So I guess as we get ready to set our lineups, you know, Brett, I mean, we could start with that. Do you sort of believe in that where, you know, certainly you can have the best distributor in the world, but if a guy doesn't hit the shot, does it really matter?
Yeah, it's there's a lot of truth in what he's saying, right? Like, we used to say in coaching, it's about the Jimmies and the Joes sometimes, not the X's and the O's. You got to hit the shot, Craig. Can't just leave them wide open and miss it all game. So sometimes it is really, truly about the guys on the court more so than the X's and the O's. And look, the Mavs added Reggie Bullock, a 40% three-point shooter. Tim Hardaway Jr. can make threes. Jalen Brunson can make threes, so they definitely have some good shooting players around Luka Doncic.
All right, so without further ado, let's take a look, Brett, at the potential players that you'll be using tonight in your daily fantasy lineup. And not a huge surprise to see Ja Morant in a lineup, but, you know, and I'll throw that over to Davis here for a minute. I mean, gosh, is this guy off to a great start or what? I mean, I don't know what his odds are to win the MVP yet, but maybe we should start talking about that, because nobody's been hotter in the first week.
Yeah, Ja Morant has been amazing. And you asked me earlier about the marquee game. I definitely got it wrong. Grizzlies Warriors is the marquee game. I was looking at like Jazz Rockets, and I was like, well, I'm not staying up to watch that. But I bet I will flip on some Grizzlies Warriors, and we got Ja Morant here. I also love Brett's selection on our graphic here of Tyrese Maxey, because with no Ben Simmons and the other injuries in their backcourt, Maxey is just, he is just eating minutes up right now for the Philadelphia 76ers, Brett.
Yeah, definitely going to play a lot of minutes for them. And unfortunately, I couldn't get Steph in my lineup also. I'd love to have Steph and Ja, but I got Jordan Poole in there, who's played very well for Golden State to start the year. And Cam Reddish, a little bit cold last night, but prior to last night had been shooting pretty well, playing good minutes for the Atlanta Hawks, finally developing into the player we thought he'd be coming out of high school when he was part of that heralded recruiting class at Duke that featured RJ Barrett, Zion Williamson, and Cam Reddish. They were like three of the top five players in that class. So it's good to see Cam Reddish succeeding in the NBA right now. And hopefully he gets back on track tonight, because my DFS lineup will need him.
All right. So Morant and Maxey, Poole and Reddish, that will close out the little guys tonight in Brett's lineup. All right, Brett, so we got to find some bigs tonight on this slate. Who are we going to use tonight in terms of the big men?
All right, well, I've been on Tobias Harris all season, Craig, so that's not going to stop tonight. Joel Embiid's a little banged up, and Tobias is going to be the number one option again. Keldon Johnson, again, played for Team USA this summer. Greg Popovich trust him. Spurs played pretty well against the Lakers the other night, so looking for a good night from Keldon Johnson. Then I wanted Julius Randle in my lineup, so I had to figure out ways to get him in. I went with the rookie from the Rockets, Alperen Sengun. He was the MVP of the Turkish League last year, Craig. Pretty much the third or second best league in the world, but right behind the NBA. So this guy was a 19-year-old MVP. There was an 18-year-old MVP that came over a few years ago, not the Turkish league, but he was playing over in Spain, named Luka Doncic. He adjusted pretty well. So I would expect Seguin to adjust pretty well as well. And then Kelly Olynyk is a guy that I think got a good contract this offseason. And I truly think the way the Pistons play, he just gets his shot attempts. He gets some rebounds. And you kind of take what you can. But at $5,400, he's not the guy I'm, quote-unquote, building around. I'm really looking to build around Julius Randle, Tobias, and Ja Morant, who you mentioned, Craig, might be the MVP this year. So I had to get Ja and Julius in the lineup tonight.
Yeah, off to a great start. Well, by the way, Davis, was Olynyk the guy that you were alluding to that was playing over Precious last year? I just kind of hit me there. Am I right about that or no?
So it was Olynyk, but then also remember they did the in-season trade for Trevor Ariza, right? So they were playing Ariza, Olynyk, and Adebayo is like their quote unquote bigs. So basically they just traded for a bunch of 35-year-old guys to play. And they were giving Iguodala minutes too. So there were just lots of guys playing instead of Precious. I am on board with all of Brett's selections here, except for Seguin, who I mean, I actually like him. I think Brett's analysis is correct. I remember being pretty mad on draft night. Oklahoma City was on the clock when Seguin was going to be picked, and they picked him, and then they traded the pick to the Houston Rockets. So I was really hoping that he would be a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder, but he just is not getting the minutes yet. He's maxed out at 19 minutes. He got that against Boston. I do think we are going to get to a point of the season where they are definitely going to have to start giving him minutes. You know, just the nature of the way the Rockets will play, they're going to give minutes to a ton of these guys. But I don't think I can get there quite yet to give people an alternative at center if they wanted to go with the cheaper guy. I think they could go with Montrezl Harrell. He's 5,600. You know, one of the other cheaper guys, you know, John Collins at 6,400, who I know that Brett Levy likes as well. And then actually, Daniel Theis is even cheaper, and Theis and Seguin are basically splitting minutes at center for the Houston Rockets. But because Theis is $800 cheaper, I would probably go in that direction for a limited minutes Rockets center.
All right. Well, good luck tonight, Brett. Good luck to you tonight. I'm expecting some screenshots on tomorrow's show now, okay? Don't.
Well, you know, the problem is, Craig, I got to have the graphics ready for the show to start. And then the tip-off is until 7:30, so sometimes my rosters don't exactly match. But this is my early take before all the final injury reports come out, and we'll see how we do tonight.
All right. We'll check out and check it back in with Brett tomorrow here on the show. Okay, coming up next, we are in a new age of the NFL. It used to be in fantasy football, the top 10, top 15 receivers in the league. You would never think of starting two players at wide receiver on the same team, on your fantasy team, starting two receivers at the same time. You would never think of it 10 years ago. Now, probably four or five different teams in the NFL, you would actually do it and do more than considering it. So we're going to dive into those next and sort of rank them as to where we see the projections could be at the end of the season. And of course, everyone knows the name.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
At this point, so we'll take care of that next. We'll also hear from Robert Saleh, the head coach of the Jets, because he is up against it this week with a tough matchup. Also, what's the latest with Dak Prescott, who was in a walking boot the last time we saw him almost 2 weeks ago? We'll touch on that next, right here on Fantasy Sports Today. Break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You should follow us on Twitter at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. That'll give you the latest news, notes, insight, information. Of course, you can follow us there and certainly make sure that you catch all of the clips that we post throughout the day, the comments from all of our hosts, whether it's the early line, the morning after, Fantasy Sports Today, Scott Farrell, Coast to Coast, In Play Live, Gabe Morency, Cam Stewart, maybe even Brett Levy will post on there. I think Brett's account on Twitter is locked, by the way, so you'll have to follow him over on SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. All right, Davis, so biggest way fantasy football has changed for sure in the last decade or so. You would never consider, back in my day, starting two wide receivers? Are you kidding me? On the same fantasy team? It's like this sort of changed in fantasy. I remember exactly when the time was. Look, the 49ers, they had great receivers. They had John Taylor. They had Jerry Rice. I get it. But when the Vikings, Davis, when they had Chris Carter and Randy Moss, I feel like that's when it really started. Like, you were able to literally play both of those guys in your team. They were scoring 40 points a game. Dante Culpepper was the quarterback. And that just it started the groundswell for this. And now I think we probably have about four or five teams you'd be comfortable doing this every week.
Yeah, because the NFL is really a league of have and have nots in terms of teams that have good quarterbacks and teams that are aggressive throwing the ball, right? Like, we have some teams where you don't want to start any wide receivers, right? The Bears, the Lions, we're not starting any of those wide receivers. You know, the Houston Texans, maybe Brandon Cooks, you know, the Colts, Michael Pittman Jr. is really the only one. But we have a bunch of these teams that are just unreal on offense. You know, the Bills have three guys that you can start. Like, they're just a lot of teams that have multiple guys. It's because they're so aggressive throwing the ball. And also another very different thing from, you know, back in your day is teams are aggressively pursuing the wide receiver position even when they already have a stud. You know, the way it would kind of work back in the day is if you had your guy, if you had your Jerry Rice, you know, if you had your Terrell Owens or whatever, that was your guy. And you'd maybe sign some guys cheaper in free agency, spend a fourth round pick. You'd never have a team do what Dallas did, right, where they have Michael Gallup and Amari Cooper and then spend a first round pick on CeeDee Lamb. You'd never have the Bengals spend the number five overall pick on Ja'Marr Chase despite having Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins. So, you know, it's really just an emphasis of smart teams understanding how important the passing game is and understanding the relationship between wide receiver skill and quarterback play.
And as you mentioned, Ja'Marr Chase drafted by the Bengals, not Penei Sewell. I thought they made the wrong choice. Very clearly they made the right one. And this pairing of Chase and Higgins is as good or better than just about any team in the league. As we look at the numbers, 35 receptions for Chase, 25 for Higgins, and he missed a game. 754 receiving yards for Chase, 256 for Higgins. Chase with six touchdowns. Higgins has two. And 51 targets on the season for Ja'Marr Chase and 43 for T. Higgins. You could even consider playing Tyler Boyd in the right matchup. Maybe this is the week because of the fact they go up against the New York Jets. And Robert Saleh says there's no question he'll have his hands full, his defense will, with these receivers.
They are a very talented group. You know, I think the Cincinnati team is really the epitome of what a lot of teams strive to be, in the sense that, you know, I was in San Francisco, obviously, 2019, and this regime's first year, and we scored on the first play of the fourth quarter to make it 41-10. I mean, we just absolutely beat the brakes off them in year one of their system, and they've done a really nice job building it, bringing in the right guys, and really keeping everything together and playing together, and now you see them playing at the level that they're playing. So they've, kudos to them that they've been able to bring all these guys in and operate the way they have. And this receiving core, without question, is, I mean, they're very, very talented. It's their third year in the system. Jamar has really unlocked the entire group, the tight end, the running back, the, Boyd, Higgins. I mean, it's talented, and it's and they're playing very, very fast because they've been together so long.
All right, Davis, I don't want to give away the ending, but I guess I'll just ask you like this. Bengals, do they have the best 1-2 punch in fantasy football on the same team in 2021? I don't want you to give me the answer if it's not them, but I guess this is a yes or no question.
I am going to say no, they do not. And we can get into the reasons why I think that. And the main reason would not be because I don't like those guys or whatever. It would just be because T kind of has a relatively limited skill set. Like, it's not that he's good. It's just that he's not a play him any position on the field, ask him to run any type of route style player.
All right. So now let's get into another tandem, which is the Dallas Cowboys. And of course, they were off last week. But CD Lamb leads the way for the Cowboys with 33 receptions. And Amari Cooper is right by his side with 30. 497 receiving yards for CeeDee Lamb's. Amari Cooper's is 373. They both have four touchdowns on the season. Lamb has 49 targets. Amari Cooper has 43. No question the success of these receivers solely hinges on the health of Dak Prescott, who missed early practice this week, left in a walking boot the week before. The Cowboys reporters are saying that Cooper Rush is splitting time, at least on the field, for the time being in practice with Dak Prescott. Mike McCarthy updated that situation yesterday.
You know, I went through something similar back in 2014 with Aaron Rodgers. You know, it was actually, he heard it late in the year, and then we were dealing with this, you know, in playoffs. So obviously a different time of year, but there's a protocol that, you know, I mean, Britt and Dak have a tremendous relationship. So, I mean, this is, you know, something that they've established over the years. So just as far as, you know, the particular injury, the ability to improve each day and not have a setback, you know, that's really what we're focused on.
Really surprised to hear that Dak is still a little banged up here from this calf strain. Definitely going to limit his ability to run, I would think, this week. But he is trending toward playing. So, Davis, I'll ask you the same question. Dallas Cowboys, best 1-2 punch in fantasy on the same team.
Yeah, for me, these guys are the best 1-2 punch. And again, you know, I mean no disrespect to the Bengals or to any other team, but the big thing that you know, really frees up the Cowboys offense and specifically allows Kellen Moore, I mean, the type of offensive stuff that Kellen Moore has drawn up for this offense, he is unbelievable what he's been able to do. And by the way, I would add, Michael Gallup being, you know, the third wide receiver here is, and I know he hasn't been healthy, he isn't back at practice today, is just kind of an embarrassment of riches for them. But Lamb and Cooper can play any position amongst the three wide receivers. They can play X, Y, they can play slot. So, you know, if there's a really difficult matchup one week, they can move Lamb into the slot. Maybe they really want Cooper to be the guy that week so they can move him around. Like, there's just so much that they can do because those guys are so agile and such great route runners. And you know, maybe it's biased by the fact that Dak is so good and Dak makes those guys look even better. And again, you know, no disrespect to Joe Burrow, but Dak is just like, guy looks like he is in complete command out there. So for me, the best 1-2 is going to be Lamb and Cooper, but it's all very close, right? It's all a matter of degrees.
Yeah. And it's a very subjective, because there are some people who are watching right now, Davis, that live in the West Florida area, Southwest Florida, Northwest Florida, whatever. And they're saying, are you kidding me, Davis? What about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? And statistically, they'd be right. I mean, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, let's take a look at their numbers from this year. Pretty staggering. Godwin, 42 receptions, 520 yards and three touchdowns on 57 targets. Mike Evans this season is the touchdown guy, which is different from last year, clearly. 37 receptions, 496 yards on 59 targets. And Davis, if we were looking at this 2 weeks ago, we probably would be doing a huge disservice not having Antonio Brown in this conversation. But Brown, of course, missed last week. Brown is going to miss this week. Who knows how much time Antonio Brown is going to be out. I guess somebody took a picture with him on crutches at practice this week. That cannot be good for his future, at least for next week as well. But these were the primary two that Tom Brady was throwing to last season. And provided Brady is throwing four or five touchdowns a game, and Gronk is not playing, and Antonio Brown is not playing, I suppose the case could be made that these two are the best tandem in the NFL as well.
Yeah, these guys have been phenomenal, and they have boosted the performance of every quarterback that's played with them, right? Ryan Fitzpatrick's best stretch of his career, Godwin and Evans, right? Jameis, the best stretch of his career was when they finally elevated Chris Godwin ahead of, you know, all they were playing Adam Humphries and DeSean Jackson. They were playing lots of guys over Chris Godwin. They finally started playing Godwin full time. That was when Jameis had that absurd 5,000 yard, 33 touchdown season. Mike Evans, I mean, no one gets disrespected more than Mike Evans. You know, every year he goes in like the fifth round of fantasy drafts, but all this dude does, I mean, he's had 1,000 yards every year of his career. He's already at 500 yards this year. Spoiler alert, he's going to get 1,000. 13 touchdowns last season, probably scores 13 touchdowns or close to it again this year. I think both of these guys are phenomenal. And I would say they are the, you know, Godwin and Evans are the guys who are most often left outside of this discussion, right? People talk about the Bengals, they talk about the Cowboys, and people don't seem to bring up the Buccaneers guys, or they bring up Thielen and Jefferson and the Vikings, you know, instead. Sure. But to me, I would have Evans and Godwin in this same tier of just truly elite wide receivers.
Minnesota's a really good mention of two wide receivers for sure. Put Cooper Kupp with anyone, it's pretty much a good combo for 2021, no doubt about that. Last year, it was Ridley and Julio Jones. This year, you know, Julio Jones a little bit uneven with A.J. Brown. And then I think that the one that I'm surprised, Davis, that we're not doing this year, you could have made the case maybe number one at the end of the season. Not going to happen now. But D.K. Metcalf and Lockett now without Russell Wilson. It just doesn't seem to be a possibility. But those guys could have certainly been right at the top this year, too. All right, the future.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free, Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Of Tua Tagovailoa, quarterback of the Miami Dolphins, we're at least going to know for the rest of this season what his future is in less than a week. So looking forward to breaking this down for you. Coming up next, Fantasy or Reality. Stay on the grid. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa met with the media yesterday for about 10 minutes. There were probably about three questions in the 10 minutes asked about the Buffalo Bills, and the other 7 minutes were filled with questions about potential trades where Tua could be involved in. Of course, the one that everyone is discussing is the possibility of him going to the Houston Texans, and he was asked about those rumors once again on Wednesday.
Well, I don't know, you know, like, I don't know if I'd ever use the word fair, because really nothing's fair, you know, especially in the life that we live, you know. For you guys, media, I mean, it's not fair that you guys only get however many, what, minutes with a player. I mean, for players, it's not fair that we only, you know, we only get praise when we're doing good. You know, I mean, it nothing's fair in life. That's what I can say to that. So.
Well, we'll see if we have a fair assessment of that in fantasy or reality. Let's turn it over to Brett Levy.
Yeah, Craig, you showed us there. Tua's press conference yesterday was full of interesting quotes, including, "I don't feel like I'm not wanted." So, Davis, we'll start with you for this one. The Dolphins have mishandled this Tua Tagovailoa situation this season. Is this a fantasy or reality?
This has got to be one of the easiest realities that you have ever tossed me, Brett. I mean, if your quarterback is coming to the press conference and says, "I don't feel wanted," you have turned somewhere along the road. You were driving down the road and you definitely, I mean, you got off an exit too early. You missed your exit and flipped around and you're lost in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it's a joke. Like, and part of my anger about all of this stems from all of these NFL teams acting like Deshaun Watson is some attractive trade chip. Like, why are we trying to trade for a guy whose legal status is up in the air and is not going to be clarified? And from all accounts, it does not sound good. It sounds like, at best, you are going to get Deshaun Watson able to play for your team next season. At best case scenario, I think we see Deshaun Watson playing for an NFL team next year. And it's all a mess. It's all a mess. Tua is 23 years old. He started like 13 total NFL games. He has not even gotten to 600 total plays, which is the number that we like to use to evaluate young quarterbacks, right? We like for them to get to 600 total plays to measure their impact on the offense. Tua has been really accurate. He's thrown some horrible interceptions. I mean, some interceptions that make your brain basically melt, like trying to figure out what he was thinking. But I am, you know, compared to some of the other failed quarterback prospects we've seen, compared to Sam Darnold, compared to Josh Rosen, I mean, compared to Zach Wilson for the New York Jets, even compared to Justin Fields or Trey Lance, you have to feel much better about Tua compared to those guys. The reason why people are so out on Tua and why people are holding Tua to such a huge standard, and Craig, I bet you'll agree with me on this, it's because he got selected over Justin Herbert, who went the pick after and who looks great and, you know, looks like he's going to be one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL for the next decade. But that's not really fair. I mean, getting a quarterback who can start for you, getting Baker Mayfield, right? Baker Mayfield, number one overall pick for the Browns. They make the playoffs a couple times. They win 11 games. Huge win. Huge win compared to the base rate expectation for what a rookie quarterback will give you. So, huge reality. They've absolutely mishandled this Tua season.
Yeah, I mean, the bigger problem for the Dolphins is actually not this one. You're right. You're definitely right with the comparison of Tua v. Herbert, but really the issue was the Dolphins should have taken Lamar Jackson. I mean, that was the slam dunk.
Yes.
He played in South Florida, in your backyard. I have a picture that I have never shown anyone of Lamar Jackson in a Dolphins uniform when he was here. Somebody sent it to me. If they win the Super Bowl, that thing is coming out, Davis. It's going to go pretty viral. They have mishandled it. But I have a little asterisk. They have mishandled it if he's not traded this week. Yes. If he is traded, then all the rumors were true. They probably bungled a little bit of it. Their interest was not a lie. They really were in on it, and they just got out of the situation, and Deshaun Watson could end up playing, and we'll look back and we'll laugh at this, and we'll say, my gosh, maybe they really did make the right deal, but we don't know the future. The way that they're handling it presently is of a player that is not the future of their team. So what are they doing? If he's the future, then don't trade him, and that's the end of it. But you should have put an end to the rumors. I understand the Dolphins. I've talked about this on the show before. They're trying to be the Patriots. This is not coming from me guessing. This is coming from knowing. They love the way that things were handled there in New England with the quietness and all the secretiveness and all these other things. But it's a little different when you're handling the quarterback situation and a player that you took so high. So I'm going to say reality, Davis. But it's a reality if next week everyone is going, oh, whew, they didn't trade Tua. I think it's the opposite. I think you've ruined this guy. You have to make this trade at this point if you're the Dolphins. Because, by the way, for the future, Davis, let me ask you this. How do you think future free agents are going to be looking at the Dolphins when they're considering signing in Miami?
Not great.
As opposed to other teams, how they're handling the situation. That is a huge issue moving forward. All right, Brett, too long on that one. Sorry.
No worries at all. This next one's pretty interesting, Craig, because every Friday night all around America, there are football games being played for much cheaper than college and NFL games. And all these kids typically go on and play college football. So we'll start with you for this one, Craig, because you're in South Florida, one of the hottest places for high school football. So you have attended a high school football game in the past 5 years, Craig. Is this a fantasy or reality?
There was actually a time in my career that I covered high school football. This goes back previous, 15 years, maybe even closer to 20. I'm trying to think. Yeah, closer to 20, actually, where I lived on the west coast of Florida, and it was just huge there. Every Friday night, I did a radio show on it. I used to travel all around Sarasota, Bradenton. I saw a lot of future NFL players playing. I would have my own camera and then bring it back, cut the highlights up, and then broadcast. And the reason why I brought this up is because tonight my kids, the school they go to, it is their homecoming. So my daughter is going to this game tonight. Now, I am not, but this still is a reality because over the last 5 years, and not in the last two, but over the last 5 years, I believe that I did attend one high school football game for the school that my kids go to. But as far as me being in the media and covering it or just going and watching for fun, the answer would be fantasy. So I think if you set the over-under, Davis, at a half, it would be over, but it would only be one.
Yeah, this is a fantasy for me. I think the last high school football game I went to would have been when I was in college, which at this point now, sheesh. You don't love to feel this way, but I was in college over 5 years ago. So that was when I still lived in Kansas. High school football, huge thing in Kansas, right? Every Friday Night Lights, all that. It's not as big as it is in South Florida, but it's a pretty big deal. Missouri, weird. No one cares. Nobody cares about high school football here. It's not a thing, right? And I think it's because, especially in the suburbs, all the kids play rich kid sports. They play like lacrosse or like field hockey, which, you know, who cares, right? But they don't play football here. So this is a fantasy for me.
Yeah, imagine Davis saying that he should feel bad that, you know, 5 years. It's been five long years since you've been in college. How many? Try 25 and then get back to me on that one. All right, Brett, what do we got?
All right, our last one for today is about wagering, but not wagering how you would think, guys. We're talking about friendly wagers because sometimes those might be just as bad, if not worse, than losing a money bet. So, Davis, we'll start with you for this one. Losing a friendly wager is more painful than losing a financial wager. Is this a fantasy or reality?
So I get the psychology here, which is why I never make friendly bets. This is actually something my friends hate about me, right? My fantasy friends, my real life friends, I will never make wagers like this where like I have to do something embarrassing if I lose because I just absolutely refuse. I do not want to put myself in a position to have to, you know, dress up as something stupid, you know, change my Twitter profile picture to something like all of these like kind of fun, friendly wagers where money's not at stake. I hate that stuff so much. I would pay money to get out of it in the end. Like if I lost a friendly wager, I would say, instead of making me do this stupid thing, let me pay you, you know, $100 or whatever. Like so this is a total reality. And it's such a reality, and I know myself so well that I would just never do them, right? It's all about money wagers for me. I'm never making one of these, like, you gotta do something dumb if you lose bets.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a reality, but I think sometimes it's necessary when you really feel strongly about something to challenge someone on this front and really make your point known. And it may have nothing to do with money. Now, in the end, it may have something to do with money. A good example of this was early on. I don't want to get too far into details, but early on in the season, I made a friendly wager with someone, Davis, that Starling Marte would be traded. And somebody told me, it's not going to happen. He's going to be on the Marlins after. I'm like, it is not going to happen. You know, like there's just no way. And I ended up winning. So I'm going to get to cash on that. And I know it is painful for this person to have to take me out to dinner off of that. It is definitely going to be painful for that person to do that. As far as like real bets losing, it's a reality. This is more painful, but I could tell you a bad beat where I would have dropped like $1,000 or something like that. Yeah, I mean, that would probably be above this, but only if it was a bad beat, because, you know, you win some, you lose some along those lines. So I agree. The friendly bets that don't go your way, there's just something about those that you can't put a dollar amount on. So I'm with you. But that's funny. That's interesting that you will not be challenged, huh? You will not allow it.
That's just like, I don't know. It's what I honestly, I think it's because I am so used to like getting in these, like, you know, like arguing with people on Twitter and stuff, right? Cause like I got all these followers and I love to challenge people. I mean, look, you get it, you know, like I hate to be made to look like a fool, and like smart people at least understand losing a wager, right? Smart people have lost hundreds of wagers in their life, cause that's what you do when you're speculating. But it's like, there's just something about looking stupid, like actually looking stupid, as opposed to just losing a bet, that I'm just like, I'm all the way out. I can't do it.
Yeah, last year at the beginning of the year, Joe Pisapia was hosting the show, and he was just trashing Raheem Mostert, like trashing the guy. And I was like, I will bet you right now he leads the NFL in rushing. And he was like, all right, I'll bet you. And I'm like, yeah, but you're giving me 22-1. He's like, what? I'm not doing that. I'm like, Joe, do you understand how betting works? This is how it works. You're giving me 22-1 because those are the odds. I'm not just gonna bet you straight up. And so I bet him $100. Let me tell you something, Dave. After week two, he was freaking out a little bit. Raheem Mostert led the NFL in rushing after 2 weeks. And I was like,
at Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend, because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
22-1. I am going to collect on that. I lost. Joe will tell you that I paid him. And he'll be on our show tomorrow. We'll be right back to end it here on Fantasy Sports Today. Great.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. As we get ready to wrap up, a reminder on tomorrow's show, Jim Sanis with a preview of the DFS slate in the NFL on Sunday, and Joe Pizzapia with a preview of our Sunday morning show. Let's turn it over to Davis as he gives us his version of the Sports Grid 60.
So we've talked a little bit about the apple picking weekends, right? Where it's like, okay, you know, I know I spend a lot of time watching football. I spend a lot of time watching basketball. So you gotta kind of mix and match if you're a family man. Let me tell you, this Sunday, if you wanted to make your partner's dreams come true, come upstairs, you know, come out of the office at 11 o'clock and say, hey, let's go to the pumpkin patch. Let's go apple picking. Let's go, you know, X, Y, or Z, whatever it is that you guys like to do, because the main slate of games this week, Craig, the six highest totals this week in the NFL are all not on the main slate on FanDuel for DFS. So those noon games, those 4 p.m. games, those are actually going to be the games you're not trying to super tune in and watch this week. So very good apple picking Sunday afternoon this week.
Yeah, well, for somebody like me, there really is no choice, because this Sunday, starting around 5 o'clock Eastern, it's going to be time for Halloween. And for me and my family, that's the first time that we're doing Halloween since 2019, if I'm not mistaken. Now, we live in a community where it's very easy to walk around, but we made the choice last year to just, you know, sort of sit it out. But we're back this year. And so 2 days from now, or 3 days from now, we'll be walking around our community, picking up candy, grabbing in the hands of other people's, you know, candy, you know, bags and pumpkins and boxes and eating it this year. And I got to tell you, it feels pretty good to go through it. Still a little nervous about it, but looking forward to Halloween this year. Thanks to Spencer for helping out today. Thank you to our friends over at LTN for getting us on the air. For my producer, Brett Levy, and co-host David Matic, I'm Craig Mish. Hope you have a great rest of your Thursday. See you tomorrow. Break.
There are a lot of sports talk networks out there, but we're the one that gives you actionable insights on gaming odds.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend, because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.